If God is to know anything of compassion experienced, it must be in, as, and through you. If God is to know anything of generosity experienced, it must be in, as, and through you. If God is to know anything of sensuality experienced, it must be in, as, and through you. If God is to know anything of humor experienced, it must be in, as, and through you. If God is to know anything of anything at all that God is, it must be in, as, and through you, because God has no other instruments to use with which to create that experience, except all of the other yous that are out there in the universe. Now, there are several gazillion of you, so it isn't all just up to you. And you may be happy to hear you're smiling about that. So you can stand relieved of that awesome responsibility. Yet, you will never relieve yourself of it, for if you step aside from it this time, you'll be back. And you'll be back again, and again, and again. Not only if you feel undone or incomplete, but sometimes for the pure joy of it, for the pure wonder and the glory of experiencing yourself in the next grandest version of the greatest vision you ever held about who you are. In this, God knows God. And God knows, that's wonderful. However, the path to beingness is not through doingness from havingness. If it's from havingness, as in when I have enough time, I will do the thing called take a vacation and be the thing called rested. If we're coming from havingness, we're coming from the wrong place. Wrong being defined as that which does not get you where you say you want to go. Not to be confused with a value system called right and wrong, but simply to be defined as that which does not serve you in producing the outcome you would choose. So God said, now, supposing we turned it around. Supposing we took this paradigm you've got set up called have, do, be, and turned it around. Now we've got be, do, have. Now we start from the place we say we want to go. We start by being what we thought we had to do all that stuff to get to be. We start being it right now. We select a state of beingness quite arbitrarily, and we simply be that. And nothing exterior to ourselves is required. It's an arbitrary choice, an arbitrary decision, and an arbitrary undertaking. We simply do it. We be that. As in, I am happy. See, now I know you thought that my happiness depended on something that you were being, doing, or having, but in fact it does not. I am happy regardless of what you're being, doing, or having. Now here's what occurs when you come from the place rather than try to get to the place of beingness for which your soul yearns. When you come from that place, you are already there. Now you also get into doingness. Your body doesn't drop the experience of doing this. You don't suddenly sit there on a mountaintop, you know, oming 24 hours a day. Well, maybe you do. But in general, your body will continue its doing this activities. But since you're already being what you're being, because you've chosen to be that, your doingness will now flow from the beingness rather than be used as a tool to get to beingness. Following this? And when your doingness flows from your beingness, you'll automatically only do those things that a person who is being this would do. And you will slough off all behaviors that have nothing to do with what you're being. The beauty of this is, and the miracle of this is, that when you start doing only those things that a person who is being that stuff would do, and when you stop doing everything that a person who is being that would not do, you suddenly start automatically having everything that a person who is being and doing those things would have. Having this just comes to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. And all else will be added unto you. And you will have stuff in your life you never dreamed of having or thought you could have. For all your struggling through doingness to get to beingness, it will fall out of the sky. Now, of course, the question is, how can I get into a state of beingness if I'm not already there? I mean, really, Neil, let's be honest. How can I be abundant if I'm not abundant? How can I be happy if I'm not experiencing myself as happy? I mean, I can't lie to myself, and that's true. You cannot lie to yourself, although many of you have tried many, many times. And so have I. But you can't fool Mother Nature. And you can't fool yourself. So, you can't, you're quite right, if you have assessed that you can't get to this place of beingness if you already know intellectually that you're not there. It's like, wait a minute, I can't be happy because I'm not happy. And I can't be abundant because I have no money. And I can't be whatever it is I'd like to be because I'm not that now. So here's the magic formula that will allow you to experience the beingness you would select, no matter what it is. Then you can be that in truth, legitimately, no gimmicks. Here's the formula. I give it to you in three words, write them down, tattoo them on your left wrist. Be the source. This is contained in Conversations with God, Book 1. Be the source. And here's how that works. Whatever it is you would call forth for yourself, give to another. The moment you decide to be anything, cease to attempt to be that. Don't even try to be it. Now, you understand why you can't try to be it? The moment that you try to be it, you declare to yourself that you're not now it. Because you wouldn't be trying to be something you already were. So the effort at being that is a declaration that you are not that, and that is the declaration of your truth. Did you follow that? You see, the universe is a big Xerox machine. It simply duplicates in physical form what you announce, declare, and think to be so. And it duplicates it faithfully. It makes no mistakes about that. There are no errors in this duplication system. You think this, and the universe says, there it is, in physical form. You act in this way, and the universe says, there you have it, in physical form. Therefore, if you are attempting to work this formula now, and you say, okay, I've heard what Neil said tonight, I'm going to try to move into beingness, and you decide that I'm going to try to be that from now on. Let's just use happiness as an example. I'm going to try to be happy. Well, as soon as you attempt to be happy, you declare to yourself, well, I'm not happy now, because if I were happy now, I wouldn't be attempting to be it. And that's the declaration of your truth. And you can't get out of that space, like trying to walk somewhere with one shoe tied to the floor. You see, you can't get anywhere. Your one shoe is nailed to the ground. And that shoe that's nailing you to the ground here, to keep you going around in circles, is your first thought about it. I'm trying to be happy. I'm trying to be happy. Neil said, start from being this. Okay. So the moment you try to achieve a state of beingness, you declare that that state of beingness is not now so for you, and you drive it away forever. There is only one way, therefore, to be a thing. Only one way to move into a state of beingness, and that's to be that here and now. And the only way to be that here and now, if you don't experience that you are now that, is to cause someone else to be that. Therefore, what you would choose for yourself, give to another. If you would choose abundance, cause another to be abundant. Try this. When you're down to your last dollar and a half, walk down the street of the poorest section of the town in which you live and find the poorest of the poor among those who live there. Maybe it's a street person, someone hanging out at the bus station, whoever. And take that last dollar and a half you've got and find someone who has even less. Incidentally, you will not have to look far. For as little as you have of a thing, whether it's money or love, companionship or understanding, joy or celebration, as little as you have of a thing, I promise you, you will find someone with even less. The moment you open your eyes, they'll be right there. And so you take what little you imagine yourself to have, and you give it to another, and cause them to have that which you would choose for yourself. In that moment you experience what? Havingness. I cannot give what I do not have. You experience beingness. I am being abundant. Because while a dollar and a half to me may not have seemed very abundant to this guy on the park bench, it feels like a lot of money. And he gets that I'm abundant. He sees what's true about me, even if I don't. And if you keep giving to others that which you would choose to have for yourself, pretty soon your whole being will get who you really are. It will go, oh, I get it. I already have what I'm trying to have. And I have demonstrated that now by giving it away. In the moment that I give away that which I would choose to have, I experience I am being it. No matter what you want more of in your life, no matter what state of beingness you would choose to experience, cause another to experience it, and you will experience it in that self-same hour as who you really are. You will stop denying the truth about yourself, that you already are that, and you will begin to demonstrate it to others and to yourself. That which you give away, you give to yourself. That which you give away, you give to yourself for a very important reason. There's only one of us in the room. There's nobody else out there. There's just you in these varying magnificent forms that you insist on defining as something other than you. But there's only you. And it really is as simple as that. I chose to have all the wisdom and the insight and the clarity to answer the life questions that plagued me in February of 1992. I begged for it. I called for it. And God said, don't beg and don't call and never ask me for another thing again. Never pray to God for another thing again. Don't supplicate, appreciate. That is to say, move into gratefulness. Let your life be an announcement that you already are being that for which you would pray. And demonstrate that in everything that you think and say and do. There's nothing more to ask, and there's nothing more to say. This is the secret.